More music. More variety.
This is Atlantic FM.
With your latest, I'm Matthew Clark. Cornwall's getting another covering of the white stuff. There have already been sporadic downpours of snow overnight. It's made roads across the duchy treacherous. Police are warning drivers to watch out at Dobwalls, particularly where the A390s turns to ice. There's already been one crash on the A30 at Highgate Hill. One man is being treated for a chest injury, but doctors say it's not life-threatening or life-changing. And we're told the westbound carriageway there will be shut until around 9 o'clock this morning. The A38's also been shut at Glynn Valley because of a jackknifed lorry. Meanwhile, the Met Office is warning there's no let-up in the cold weather. Northwest England has seen the largest amount of snowfall, with up to 8 inches settling. And Gatwick Airport has recorded a temperature of minus 11. Truro's branch of Topshop is being targeted by protesters today. Across the country, campaigners will be attempting to close down the store owned by Philip Green. They say they're angry that he's dodged paying millions of pounds in tax in the UK. The group Cornwall Anti-Cuts Alliance is organising the Truro protest. Spokesman Josiah Mortimer explains their plan.
We'll have banners and placards and we'll go down there and we're going to be basically speaking to people outside Topshop. We're probably going to at least attempt to kind of close it down, as that's what's happening across the country. But it's basically about telling people that 25 billion a year is avoided in tax by the richest people in our society. And, you know, we feel that's completely wrong.
7 square miles of woodland across the southwest to be cut down as part of plans to stop the spread of a deadly fungus. Southern oak death was first found in Cornwall back in 2007. Now 300,000 tonnes of timber owned by both the Forestry Commission and private landowners have to be destroyed by the end of March. And England's cricketers have come back into the third Ashes test thanks to a flurry of wickets. A few moments ago, Australia were 284 for 8, a lead of 365 runs.
Atlantic FM weather.
With Dogfield Plumbers Supplies, St Austell, Penryn and Saltash. For plumbing, supplies and bathrooms.
Cold and icy with some heavy snow later, becoming drier and brighter later on as well with a few isolated showers. Maximum temperature of 1 degree Celsius. More on that in your 10 past forecast.
Atlantic FM.
When did the internet start? What's